You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, alongside the birthday boy, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, who did not make a big deal about his birthday a month ago or so. I noticed that.
I had a cake.
And Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Scott had an interesting point he just brought up a moment ago, and that was, do you drop Cooper Kupp for Sammy Watkins? Team?
I don't think I want to drop Kupp for Watkins. I want to keep Kupp on my team. That's the way I prefer to go about it. If you have somebody else you could drop, I would like to do it that way. You know your roster better than I do. You think you don't. I've worked with you long enough now that I trust. You know what I'm saying? We've done enough tutoring that I trust. Like, you don't have, like a backup quarterback. You know what I'm saying? That you can drop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You've tutored me. You draft O.J. Howard.
So, I can't make... I would much rather drop somebody else.
Look at this roster.
That's crazy. What would you do, Matt?
Look, I really don't want to drop Sammy Watkins. He's got a terrible schedule coming up when you look at the cornerback matchups. Yeah. I mean, it really is brutal. But, you just can't. I can't drop that talent. I don't want to drop Kupp neither because he's kind of like Goff's boy. I mean, Goff loves going to him. It's really, I got to.
I would leave him out there. It's a fab league.
No, regular
waivers. Oh, man. See, if it was a fab league, but at least you could leave him out there and he'd take money off the books. But with regular waivers...
No, somebody cut him last night.
I think I got to pick up Watkins. I have to pick him up and just, you know, take that chance. Because you could be sitting here a couple weeks being like...
Let me look at your roster, Scott.
I'll probably cut my extra defense.
Oh, yeah.
You got extra defense? What?
Yeah.
Come on, Scott.
Scott. We got to get this right tonight. Matt's right. This is the tension, Scott. We have to get this right tonight. You got an extra defense and you was going to cut Cooper Kupp, Scott? Huh?
Yeah.
I hate to chastise you in front of the whole country, Scott. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, when me and you do our session, I'm bringing a belt.
All right. When we do our session, you can remind me to cut Isaiah Crowell too. Yeah.
I'm bringing a belt tonight, Scott.
You're also going to teach me how to be about 350 spots behind me in the fishbowl.
In Scott's fishbowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You bragging about Scott's fishbowl?
Oh, come on! Like you
bragging about Scott's fishbowl?
Like you didn't talk about it all the time.
No, I
back
didn't.
In the SiriusXM days.
No, I didn't.
You and Ronis used to talk about it all the time.
This dude is bragging about Scott's fishbowl.
Yeah.
All right, win it. Since you want to brag about it, win the whole thing.
If you're going to teach me, don't be behind me.
Win the whole thing.
Don't make me spank you for your birthday.
Win the whole thing, Scott. If you're going to brag about the fishbowl, win the whole thing.
I got a much better shot than you do at 1-4.
Win the whole thing.
Spot 370.
Win the whole thing.
You can't teach me nothing from 355 spots behind me.
We take a break. We'll come back. We'll go YouTube Live. Do some snap counts with you. It's one of the best rooms in the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
We're live right now on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Live as well on YouTube, kicking it this morning.
Oh, okay.
The birthday boy. It's Corey, the fantasy executive person.
Got Jameis Winston right here.
You got Jameis Winston. That's why I got you for your birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome. We'll talk a little bit more about Jameis in a bit. But before we do, I wanted to get in. I wanted to get into some snap counts here this morning for the YouTube Live fans so they understand what they're dealing with when it comes to snap counts, when it comes to the running back snap counts from this past week. Corey, you are, you know, it is your birthday, so I feel like I owe you something. Would you like to start with a particular team that of interest to you?
Let's start with the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens you want to start with. All right, that's, where is that? Why do I not have that one?
Baltimore. So
yeah,
it would
be. No, I understand. For some reason, that's
not true. He knows how to spell.
Oh yeah, Mr. Sussman. This I know.
Home of the Wire.
I will go to my second.
Second
source.
Best television show ever.
The Wire. The first?
Sopranos.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I thought the Wire was better.
Really?
The last season though was terrible.
I didn't watch The Wire.
Oh, you missing out? No,
I tried a few episodes. Didn't like that of The Sopranos. I like Oz.
All right, so you want... Let me see here. So, of course, the freaking link I have does not have the Baltimore Ravens.
So does somebody have the snap numbers for Mr. Sussman?
I will have it in a moment.
You left it in the teacher's lounge.
You left his lesson plan in the teacher's lounge. By the way, let me ask you a question, Mr. Sussman, if it's okay. Since it's Corey's birthday, is that why he's allowed to have all these toys in class? He's got a football. He's got a Jameis Winston action figure on the desk.
All right, here we go.
Can't bring your toys to school.
Baltimore, the number you need to worry about is 63 between Alex Collins and Buck Allen. Terrence West left the game early almost immediately, so taking him out of it. Alex Collins, Buck Allen, 63, sir.
All right, so I'm going to go 47 for Buck and 47 for Buck. Alex, so it's only two people, right?
That's it.
Alex Collins, so the rest. So that's 16.
Scott, can you have that bell for a moment, please?
That's yes, 16, that's right? It. Yeah.
Can you have that bell? All right, give me that.
That's so, Ronis.
Yeah, there you go.
Just got a text from Ronis. Oh, I got it on the first one.
On the first one.
Wow. Birthday.
On the first one. Your birthday. Birthday. You nailed it. 47.
This game is no longer culturally biased.
47 for Buck Allen. 16 for Alex Collins. Nice job, Corey.
16, right?
16.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know why some people don't like Buck Allen. I don't really get it. Or is it me?
Because in the past, I think it was...
Just Jake don't like him.
I think in the past,
yeah, true.
I think it, like maybe a year or 2 years ago, like Buck Allen, we thought he was a thing and he fizzled. Yeah. So maybe people still have that on their minds. But
he's doing good this year.
I don't think Alex Collins is really a thing. Like I think he's an 8-10 carry kind of back, and you hope he rips off a long run, and you hope he doesn't fumble.
Well, that's actually, I think Alex Collins could be more of a thing, but Scott just hit the nail on the head. He's got to stop fumbling. He's had like three fumbles.
He's been doing it since college.
Yes, he has. Yeah. All right, Scott, is your team that you'd like to know about, sir?
Let's go with the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. So we kind of checked in on this weekly, right, with Shady and Tolbert and see how it works out. The number is 70.
Number is 70. I'm going to say 52-18, McCoy.
Number is 70.
Question is?
I'm going to go 56-14.
56-14. Corey?
55-15.
If you would have said 54-16, you missed it by one. Everyone kind of in the same range.
In the same range.
They went away from Tolbert here a little bit. And dominated with Sean McCoy.
He was at the refreshment stand.
How do we? If you, I don't own McCoy nowhere. Remember, I told you I was off him. If you're a McCoy owner, how do you feel about him right now?
He's still top 10 because of volume in my in season ranks on RotoExperts.com.
Yeah, I mean, the volume is there. I think for the most part, maybe you're a little disappointed because you. But I think overall you're happy, I guess.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of volume there, but...
Where's he at in running backs as far as so far in the season?
Because there's nobody else there on that offense, but he's going to continue to face a lot of defensive attention. He's going to get banged up over the course of the year.
He obviously... Well, I don't remember McCoy anywhere either.
I want to look at his numbers right quick. You mind if we take a pause for the call?
Yeah, of course.
So we can look at his numbers.
McCoy does not have a touchdown on the season.
Ooh, that's not a
good
look.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I was really harping on coming into this year. Last year was just kind of the anomaly. If you look back the previous like 4 or 5 seasons. The number of touchdowns he had versus what he did last season. Now he's 29. I'm shocked the fact that, you know, that he's, that Tolbert's the only back there that he doesn't have more touchdowns.
Sure. Yeah, I look, maybe it was an outlier in terms of touchdowns, but I don't think he expected zero after 5 weeks either.
In a standard, he is running back number, in a standard, LeSean McCoy is RB16 so far on the season.
Without a touchdown, which is crazy.
Mike Gillisley is RB15 on the season.
In a standard. All based off of 2 weeks.
In a PPR, LeSean McCoy is RB9.
There you go. Top 10 running back, and the dude has to score a touchdown. Very crazy. Oh,
like I would be sad. If I was a shady owner, I wouldn't like the fact that I haven't had a touchdown, but I would be satisfied with RB9.
Because it's going to turn around. He's going to score at some point.
Yeah, because so many other running backs have been injured and disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
You are satisfied that 27 receptions has been what's really helped him.
Saved his bacon.
He's averaging 3.2 yards a carry.
Ooh. That, and that's and that's,
we talked about it, Corey. You were in on
and
chip.
That's the Anthony Lynn effect.
And we kept saying
YPC was going to go down.
We kept saying this 5.4 whatever it was unsustainable. Some people argued with us. Whatever it is. And, you know, something more like 4.2 would be right. But now it's, you know, it's, I think the 3.2 does improve.
But it's hard to like have a lot of yards per carry when like the whole defense is converging on you every play.
If we was to re-rack it right now,
yeah,
you would take Devontae Freeman over LeSean McCoy. Raise a show of hands.
Oh, I was taking him over
before that.
Look, that was the thing. I mean, this was like the number 4 running back off the board.
Remember in like late July, early August, he jumped to top 5.
Well, yeah, no, he was going.
I didn't move him.
I've seen him go 5th, 6th in, you know, draft. So
my first round guy in the exclusive edge package, I had him number 11 overall pick. I recommended
him. I drafted him in the Flex Cup. I had the 10th overall pick. And after week 1, I traded
you
him.
You shipped him, yep. To right. Sealy.
The only kid.
Yeah, I traded him and Fitzgerald
Kareem
and
Hunt.
CMC, and I got Kareem Hunt.
How's McCoy doing? Check the link.
Matt, is your backfield you'd like to know about?
The link is live now, right?
Backfield I would like to know about from last week. Let's go with Houston.
The Houston Texans. Of course, Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller, indeed.
What accent with that, Scott?
That was how Sussman says it. I love how he does it.
Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman. The number is 65, Mr. Modica.
65, I will say 49-16.
49-16. Corey.
What's the number again?
65.
65 for Houston Texans. Lamar Miller and what's the dude name?
Deontay Foreman.
Deontay Foreman.
He's on your team. I,
you I think 60-5.
60-5.
39-26.
56-9.
Yeah.
56-9. Lamar Miller dominating snaps there.
I admitted the other day. I mean, Lamar Miller. Look. He's been ever since that Cincinnati game. I think with Watson, it helps him too. I do believe Foreman. I wouldn't give up on Foreman. If I could stash him, I would. I don't know if it's, you know, with the recent things that have occurred, might be a little difficult to stash him. Right now.
Here's an interesting one, by the way. We don't have to guess it, but for Oakland, Marshawn Lynch had 27 snaps, Jalen Richard had 25.
I mean, in all honesty, if you miss out on the top guys, and it's really not an exciting week this week, to be honest.
No, it's not.
Most leagues. But I think as a speculative end, I have him in some, and if he's available in any other leagues, yeah, I think he's a guy you should be picking up.
He's got the big playability.
Yeah.
I think he's super talented. And I think he's going to continue to see snaps even with Lynch. If Lynch ever goes down, he's at least a timeshare. I don't think he can ever be a bell cow.
Yeah, because I don't think he can carry that kind of load.
Could he surpass Lynch as the number one running back, though, in that split?
Let's see what Oakland looks like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. I think they look different in 3 to 4 weeks from now than they look now. But I think they're going to keep giving Lynch the opportunity.
But do you think he changes from, like, that 12 to 15 carry guy? I think they want to keep him there.
Who, Lynch?
Yeah.
I think his goal line work improves. That's what, at least that's the hope. I'm still holding out hope on the goal line work improving.
Let's not forget this. I don't think there's any problem with the goal line work.
I missed this.
They got to get there.
DeAndre Washington did not play on Sunday, so I want to make that clear. He was out with a hamstring injury. Jalen Richard had the same amount of touches in the first half as Marshawn Lynch did. In the second half, Marshawn had three more touches than Jalen Richard.
I mean, for me personally, in the draft season, I was taking Jalen Richard over him. Over Washington, and say if Lynch went down and both are healthy, that'll be a timeshare, and I think both could have, you know.
Here's one more for you with me, and I'm gonna make you guess. The New York Giants, okay?
That's a good one.
The New York Giants, I think, is a good one. The number is 70. The number is 70. Corey, we'll start with you.
I gotta think who the running backs are.
Wayne Gallman, Shane Vereen, and Orleans Darkwa. Think about it during the break.
Yeah.
Think about it during the break. If you watch on YouTube, we appreciate it. Come join us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. YouTube Live will be returning with the Fantasy Football Frenzy in a little bit. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Please subscribe to get the updates of when we go live. Roto Extras in the Morning continues the radio right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, we are back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. I know Corey's been thinking about this with bated breath.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Giants Snapcast, sir. Before we get to a little birthday present I have for you. Right, 26. I'll just read it because I was just reading it by hand.
I'm about to say, you about to give us the answer. Sussman gave us the answer.
Wayne Gallman had 26 to lead the backfield. Mm. Shane Vereen at 23. Orleans Darkwa had 20.
I tell you, the one guy on the Giants that might actually become more relevant going forward is Shane Vereen.
Sure.
See, I can agree with that. You know what I think? I don't think Shane Vereen got it no more. Like, looking at him run, I'm like, he don't look the same.
We're going to fucking
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right. I don't think he runs the same. Like, he looks kind of slow right now. Like, he's kind of laboring to run the football. He goes down upon contact immediately. You touch him, he's like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm not tearing no ACLs. Too old for this.
Not for this giant team.
Yeah, I know, right, Scotty? Like, we're not going to Super Bowl this year. All right. I can forget about that. So Shane Vereen got a ring?
Shane Vereen's got a ring, right. Doesn't he? I think he has a ring.
Yeah, Super Bowl 49.
As a Patriot or as a Giant?
As a Patriot.
As a Patriot. He was on that team with the Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a matchup they were talking about before the game that they took advantage of.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, so for your birthday, which is today, happy birthday.
October 11th.
October 11th. I believe it was 1990 or something.
No, 1992.
There you go. I have compiled a list of players I wanted to talk about today because it is a players in 2017 through the first 5 weeks of the season that you have absolutely nailed.
Oh, thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Finally.
I'm like, Scott, Greg's not coming. This is it.
Finally some respect around here.
This is a birthday present.
Yes.
Man. This is
thank
your birthday.
You.
I want to talk about players.
But the rips could continue tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll talk about Isaiah Crowell.
In my opinion, that you have nailed.
Thank you, Greg. I like to, let's go with this. Can we put this on YouTube live? Danny, turn the camera on.
All right. We kind of stopped with the Giants defense. So Giants running back situation. So I want to start with Paul Perkins.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you.
You absolutely crushed Paul Perkins.
That was easy to see.
So good job. Good job thank by you.
Yeah, I get a game ball.
There's
thank
one,
you, Scott.
There's one other running back on this list that I believe you now, but I want to talk about it because there's a lot of dissension at this table in regards to this running
back. I'll stay out of it.
Well, it's your birthday. This is about you.
Well, let them discuss. First.
That was Christian McCaffrey. You were the low guy on me on the side of the table in regards to Christian McCaffrey and his ability in this year. You said repeatedly, listen, I don't know what this offense is. Cam is hurt. I don't necessarily trust Christian McCaffrey. He's never had a player like this. I don't want to do this. Christian McCaffrey finally scored his first touchdown last week in week five, but I don't think it's been the usage that we expected. I don't think it's been the offensive explosion that we expected. It's 5 weeks. Corey, do you feel like your analysis on this was vindicated through 5 weeks? Is this what you expected?
Right now, in the PPR, he's running back 16 in the PPR right now. So I would say that I was the low guy on him. And I think if you were taking him in the third round, I think you want more than RB 16 in the PPR.
Matt, you're shaking your head over there a moment ago.
Look, I got him at the end of the third and early fourth on when the drafts went live.
Yep.
Has it been do I want more? Yes.
Okay.
Am I think he's underwhelming? Not really.
Okay.
I mean, he's got 27 receptions on the season. I think he's only going to get better. And if Cam is now fully healthy and we start integrating him more and more into this. I mean, Jonathan Stewart is just a guy to get some runs in there and stuff.
Sure.
I think it's becoming more and more apparent. Jonathan Stewart's not the answer. His rushing totals have not been there, but his rushing attempts per game really haven't been there as well. I think that improves as well.
They're not giving him the ball. You know, the Panthers don't have a running game. They don't. And they're not making Christian McCaffrey part of this. I remember saw a scouting report that compared him to Reggie Bush. So far, he's been like that. And,
You're absolutely right.
He did have a 100-yard receiving game with 9 catches. They're using him as the extension of the run. And to Matt's point, I think you wanted him. I didn't want to draft him in the third round, but I was okay with the fourth and definitely the fifth. The only league where I got him in the fifth round. I don't think that he's been quite as explosive as some people have made him out to be, but he hasn't been a total disappointment either.
Here's the thing I'll give you. Some other running backs that were going in the third round. There was McCaffrey, there was Mixon, there was Crowell.
Yeah. He's doing better than all of them.
Compared to those other guys.
And Kareem Hunt.
We liked them all. I liked all three of those.
But there's other guys who went in the third round, too. Hunt, Fournette.
Well, look, Hunt was going, drafted him in the sixth round, but he's going like eight.
Sure.
I'm looking at his numbers right now, right? And his snaps are not where I thought they would be. 47 in week 1, 43 in week 2, 41 in week 3, 48 in week 4, 37 this past weekend in week 5. Close to about around 60% of the snaps, 65% of the snaps. I thought that he would be on the field more.
Oh, I think he's been consistently out-snapping Jay Snow. The thing is, he's got 34 rushing attempts on the season. I think that is going to steadily increase.
And by the way, you can see all those snap counts on rotoexperts.com. Exclusive Edge in-season fantasy football package. Just use the player search box. All the snap breakdowns.
What's his yards per carry?
It's like 2.8.
Yeah. But you see, he's not a running back. I mean,
back. He's got what? 3.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of rhythm can he get, though,
if you
don't hand him the ball?
He probably is like 5 yards per carry using Scott math, to be fair.
He's a pass catching running back.
Yes.
I would be saddest if I was. He's an RB2 in the PPR, and if you was to tell me in August in week 5 he'd be an RB2 in the PPR, I'd be like, okay.
And here's one more point.
Sure.
To make it
yeah,
real quick.
I would still would want him in the fifth, the fourth. I still want him in the fourth.
Same amount of receptions as McCoy, and one more touchdown.
So that's the McCoy comparison. But you guys brought up. Listen, he's this really big piece in the PPR, right? But when you're drafting what you did in the third round, you expect a little bit more. Scotty, when we're talking about PPR running backs, to me, we bring up the names that Matt brought up to us a little while ago, right? James White, Andre Ellington.
Duke Johnson,
Chris Thompson. Christian McCaffrey went long before all of these
all
guys
of them,
did it.
Yeah.
Even the James Whites of the world, who you're super high on James White coming into the year, Matt, and for good reason. He's been awesome, right? He's been everything you expected. But let's be frank, better than Christian McCaffrey.
Nobody wanted to draft Duke Johnson, it seemed.
I hated Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson, he got hot.
He got hot late.
He really got hot late.
Even Corey was anti-Duke Johnson, came around late on Duke Johnson.
But he was never anywhere close to McCaffrey.
No, of course not. But even James White wasn't.
Yeah, I got to look at the point totals. I mean, White and McCaffrey. Look, James White went much later. I was getting the ninth round.
Right.
James White is RB20 in the PPO.
Yeah, so I mean, he's not that far. Look, it's... through five games, you got to look at the, you got to look through the prism. If you believe that this Carolina offense is improving, that Cam is back, they got Funchess, Benjamin, you know, on the outsides, and now you have McCaffrey, who should he should see the workload increase. And the only thing I think the reason his snaps went down this week, because he's been consistently over 40, is they were up 27-10.
This is true.
That game was pretty much over. Okay. So maybe they were trying to just run it out with
Who would you rather have ROC, Christian McCaffrey or James White?
Christian McCaffrey.
So you're buying James White. I'm sorry, you're buying Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, I'm buying him, yeah. If I could get him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say McCaffrey, too.
I think I'd say White. Mm-hmm. It's
not crazy at all.
It's not crazy.
Oh, I don't
What's
think
ROC? Rest of Corey?
I said ROC?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Rest of Corey.
Rest of season.
All right, so those are the running backs that you had mentioned here. Let's look at the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was your boy.
Thank you.
Deshaun Watson was absolutely your boy. It's a nice job on that one, okay. Corey. That was the only other good quarterback.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to skip the wide receivers just to quickly get to the tight ends.
Okay.
Tight ends, you were absolutely right about. Tyler Eifert ranked as your 99th tight end.
Disgusting.
There you go. You nailed Tyler Eifert. You constantly told us that we need to make America great again.
Yep. I was O.J. Howard, too, but I was also on Brate again.
You were absolutely on Cameron Brate. Because you said there's a role in this offense for Cameron Brate. That's a tight end. Let's get to the wide receivers.
This is what I did good at.
So, you did very well here when it comes to the wide receivers. Because
this,
you said
parent-teacher night.
Trying to make you happy, man.
Thank you.
People pile on you too much, you know?
No, they really do. We're doing the best we can, though.
So, you steadfast said that T.Y. Hilton would be your number three, I believe.
It was four.
It was four?
It was number four.
After Mike Evans?
After Mike Evans.
Your number four overall wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Andrew Luck injury lingered, you dropped him a little bit, but you still believe in T.Y. Hilton.
Still was drafting him.
Even to this day, you said you will overpay to go out and get T.Y. Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven right.
It's working. It's working. He's fourth in yards. Mm-hmm. So there you go right there. T.Y. Hilton's getting it done. I like the way Brissett is playing. So, yeah, the T.Y. Hilton thing, I think we did good with that.
You like that one.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they made the trade for Brissett.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You nailed, in my opinion, you nailed Julio Jones. He isn't getting hurt, but he's not bringing back the value as the second or third wide receiver.
I thought Julio Jones was a better pick on the turn.
On the turn. That's exactly what you said, on the turn. So you nailed Julio Jones.
Yeah, how about that's a good one, too.
He's going to get so better. Far. I traded for him yesterday.
I would buy him now.
Yeah.
You nailed, and this hurts me, yeah, Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb was a big one for you.
Yeah. Randall Cobb, Corey, definitely.
That was an awesome one with Randall Cobb.
You saw it in the playoffs last year. He started getting healthy.
Because the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and the Falcons, even when they got blown out.
So far, you've been right about Terrell Pryor, too.
That's on here as well.
Yeah.
Terrell Pryor. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about Randall Cobb and Terrell Pryor when we get back. We're celebrating Corey's birthday. We're doing what he did right. It's a good day.
Open up the telephones.
844-843-6679. Praise him. We'll be back right after this.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's a fantasy executive's birthday.
Travis Henry is another one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about Travis Henry.
We're talking about DMX during the break and how many children he has. Yeah. He's catching everybody up. It's your birthday, so we have a caller on the line for you.
Oh, who's this?
Hal in Jersey. What's up, Hal?
Going on? Hey, let me just first say thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm in an 18 PPR. Don't get on me on that one.
I was about to.
He's shaking his head.
Get you some more friends.
My wide receivers right now, I just have like a depth question on my wide receivers and running backs. I'm currently sitting on a... Hold on one second. Will Fuller.
What? You can't call up here and put us on hold.
No, I didn't. I mean, hold on as I was going through the lineup.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
I got Will Fuller, Diggs, Terrell Pryor, and Crabtree. So the weak link for me is Pryor moving forward. And on our running back, I have James White, Duke Johnson, Amir Abdullah.
It's a good team.
Lat Murray, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, it was a good team except for Lat Murray.
Yeah, so basically, I want to. I'm considering putting the trade in for Lat Murray and Terrell Pryor to ship them out to try to get.
See, the thing about it is nobody's going to buy them right now. So what do you bring? You're not going to bring nothing back because they have no value. You got to wait. I think Pryor. It's going to be better,
yeah.
And nobody's buying Lat Murray. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's buying Lat Murray now. So really, in my opinion, the only thing you can do with him, especially in the 8-team league with so much good talent out there, is put him on your bench.
I would cut Lat Murray in an 8-team league. There's got to be something better out there. And when you're trading, you can't just get rid of guys because they're underperforming. Because you have to think as another owner, if somebody's sending me something, you know, why do I want to take on those guys? When guys are underperforming, that's, you know, a lot of times it's tough to sell them.
All right. So she mentioned Terrell Pryor. You mentioned Terrell Pryor, Scott. And, of course, Corey, you were the anti-Terrell Pryor. You're like, you're going to let someone else make that move. Let someone else take the plunge. Let someone else hold the briefcase. When it comes to Terrell Pryor.
You know what ultimately what it was? It's like with Emory, it's like with Hunt, our guy Desire, the playbook Emory Hunt said on Sunday. He's a quarterback.
Was a quarterback.
Well, he kinda still is a quarterback. I mean, he's a quarterback.
Was it last year?
Why do you say that?
Because that's his natural position. And you're right, he wasn't last year. I think last year is more the norm of what Pryor is. I know for what he can be. I don't think that they've kind of gotten. First of all, Crowder's thinking to join up too. You feel what I'm saying? So the chemistry with the pass catches is not there yet. Jordan Reed hasn't been playing that well.
He lost two guys.
He's another guy I'm buying. I know I've been on him. I'm staying on him.
Oh, Pryor.
Yeah. I think there's just too much talent there. Look, the biggest thing he's had in this first four games before this bye. He dropped too many passes. Opening day, we saw it. Wide open in the end zone. Had the guy beat. Dropped the touchdown pass. And he dropped a couple others in ensuing games. My hope is, coming out of the break, this team, we saw they started throwing the ball more vertically just prior to it. No pun intended there.
That's a good one.
I'm expecting good things coming out.
Look, last year he caught 70 passes for over 1,000 yards for a team with six different quarterbacks, and he was one of them. So he proved himself. Now he's got to take it to the next step, and when defenses respect him and he's in a better passing game, he's got to evolve, and I think that'll come.
All right, the other one you know, as we said, was Randall Cobb here, Corey. Now, you said you saw it from Randall Cobb last year in the playoffs. What do you guys, Scotty, what do you project going forward when it comes to Randall Cobb?
Hit and miss. I think when Jordy's in there, one week it'll be Adams, one week it'll be Cobb. And, you know, they can continue to cut into each other. Cobb's going to have good games. Adams is going to have good games. That's why I moved Adams yesterday, you know, to get Julio when I got the chance, because I feel like I won't be able to rely on him.
So far in the season, Terrell Pryor has 37 PPR points.
Okay.
Ryan Grant has 33.
That's scary.
That is
scary.
Jameson Crowder got 20. That's scary. Frightening. That's Halloween.
What do you project Randall Cobb going forward here, Matt?
Look, as long as he stays healthy, I think he's pretty much, he's got that piece. He's in that offense. Is it going to be him that week or is it going to be Adams? I think that's a really good point. The thing that I would like if I'm an Adams or Cobb owner is over the past few games, we've seen Jordy. He missed that game in Atlanta.
Sure.
He was standing on the sidelines on the final drive, you know, game-winning drive. So, you know, Jordy's about 32 years old, coming, you know, a year-plus removed from that injury. He's, say, number two, at worst, high-end three.
Okay. So there you go with Randall Cobb, a two or a high-end three.
You got some more?
I do.
Oh, thank you.
You're absolutely no problem. That's what I'm here
while
for.
While we're at it.
You like DeAndre Hopkins coming back as a back candidate this year, and he's been unbelievable.
Last year's trash.
You were into last year's trash, DeAndre Hopkins.
I think he's wide receiver two so far in the season. You like the production you see with Watkins. I wish I could buy. I wish I had him some more
you
places.
You also like last year's trash on Todd Gurley.
Yes, he did.
It was also on the list here.
Good job, Scott.
Nice job, Scotty. Hey, somebody else wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, who's this?
Kenny in Philly. Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. I was thinking about Kenny. This is going to sound weird. I was thinking about Kenny last night because I was like, I wonder if Kenny going to call.
How much money he's going to throw on Adrian
Peterson. Yeah,
trying
to defend Adrian Peterson.
No, I already conceded, man. Man, first and foremost, hey, man, happy birthday. I hope you have a great day, great weekend, man.
Thank you, Kim.
Appreciate you a lot, man. I'm off on the AP thing. As I told you all already, I'm especially with the Rivers of Kamara, so our team is looking okay. I got to agree with Scott on that Tyreek Hill versus Keenan Allen. I'm in the standard. Simply because Tyreek is a little bit more explosive, and in the standard league, that's what you need, and he's going to be returning the punts or whatever. I didn't hear your take on that, Corey, either. I don't think you was on the show yet. Did you hear about the trade?
Kenny, relax. you had to call that out, Kenny. That's an interesting one. I think I would go Keenan Allen because of the guaranteed opportunities, and I think in the standard, you want guaranteed touches.
Thank you, Corey.
That's what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. You know who
I'm sticking with Hill.
The king.
You still, man?
Yeah, that's who I want. I before you came on the show, I traded Deshaun Watson in two leagues yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got
Tyreek Hill. The first league, I traded Watson and Mixon for Tyreek Hill and Tevin Coleman.
And Watson I wanted, and Mixon.
Yeah, but I got offered Allen first, but I wanted Hill more.
I like that.
Wait. So you like that, but he was offered Keenan Allen first.
Oh, out of Keenan
Allen. I wanted
Allen.
Hill because I feel like he's going to score more touchdowns, and I want the upside.
Scott was grinning from ear to ear. I saw him down the block with a smile.
Wow.
And the other trade was...
This is a good one.
The other trade was, and this was my mainstream league, one was the expert league, one was the mainstream league, I traded...
What standard league
the,
you
the
in?
Core,
oh, you're in the PPR.
It was the flex.
The flex,
Bob
Long. Yeah.
The other one, I traded Watson and Davante Adams for Emmanuel Sanders and Julio, and then he threw in Mariota because he didn't need him, and I gave him Jake Elliott.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
You traded with the kicker?
Yeah. Wow. He's like, I don't need Mariota anymore. You want him? You just give me your kicker.
Sounds like Scott's dropping soap in the shower.
Matt speaks from experience.
You too. This is like the new. Y'all need to do a sitcom.
So what I also
Nando be like, that's a great idea.
I don't think so.
What I also have here is Corey. Those are all players. That's part that I believe you've nailed.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. But what would.
No, look, tomorrow's with the band.
I know. Tomorrow's going to come. Tomorrow's going to be Isaiah Crowell.
No. That happens right now.
We got to get to that now.
So I have a list right here of the players who Corey has not been so right
about.
Corey,
yep. Let's do it.
In 2017.
This is your report card today.
Yeah, did I know?
Basically.
Uh oh.
The top of the list
is Isaiah Crowell.
Is there any hope, Corey, for real?
I mean,
what are you doing? Because you're not everywhere. What are you doing?
He's on my bench, to be honest with you, in most spots. Obviously, bye weeks and stuff, so you may have to put him in. I want to see what it's like with Kevin Hogan. My thing was...
Oh, boy.
This is what I thought.
I want to see what it's like with Kevin Hogan.
This is what I thought. I figured the Browns would be a better football team. Isaiah Crowell ran very well last season. I figured the Browns would be a better team. That good offensive line, and he would have more opportunities to grind down the ball in the fourth quarter. I figure he can also catch you 2 to 4 passes a week and come in somewhere in that, you know, as that right outside that RB1 type range. That's what I figured. With the Browns losing like this, he's not getting those opportunities, so I'm worried about that. So my thing is, if Hogan can make the Browns a better team, then I think we see a better Crowell.
That's really throwing hope out there, desperately saying, I'm banking on Kevin Hogan to improve things. He got game scripted last year. He's getting game scripted this year.
I agree.
Duke Johnson's the guy to own. He's been putting up like really good numbers the last 3 to 4 weeks. Crowell had some bad games last year too, and he's going to have them this year too.
If Kevin Hogan has a nice little stint here, I think Isaiah Crowell is a good buy low.
Yeah, I think that's the whole
really,
thing.
Really, it's Kaiser's crushed him. That's where you were wrong. You wanted Kaiser
in there. Exactly.
Would help him.
I thought Kaiser would help him, and it's been the opposite. Hugh Jackson, by putting Hogan in there, Hugh Jackson is saying, I effed up. I got to figure out a way to get some wins now because I got one win in 2 years of coaching. So maybe
when you're leading on Kevin Hogan to prove things, you're in a really bad spot.
Brutal spot. I have a couple more names here that Corey may have missed on. So we'll get to that. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So there's the idea to crew out number one, top of the list.
Yeah, and obviously, you got to ride. Yeah, you got to ride. I got to ride with that one. But I'm down to do so.
Jameson Crowder.
This has been disappointing. I want to say this is an injury thing.
Okay.
And not so much a change in offense or a change in philosophy. I want to say it's an injury thing. I think it gets better after the bye. Am I sending out offers to bring him in? To be honest with you, no.
As I told you last week, I did trade for him last week.
Okay.
I traded Jerron Brown for him. Traded high on Jerron
that,
Brown.
I like that.
See what I've had do. People inquiring. I've crowd on one of my teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm trying to get T.Y. Hilton off Steve Gartner's team in the flex.
Is it working?
Well, we'll see when you check his email.
Fair enough. Eric Ebron.
He had an interesting conversation with Stafford yesterday. It was talking about it in public, saying, I've been in the mental dumps.
You can't.
And he made me feel better.
I don't want to hear that. You got crap.
You
I don't
can't.
I want to hear that crap right now.
And listen, you can't project him being in the mental dumps. You know what I'm saying? Everything looked. The whole industry was on this one. Everything looked. You lose the red zone targets with Bolden. You know, he's coming into his own. He looked very good at times last season. He popped. You saw what kind of tremendous talent he was. You knew catching the football was a thing. But now when you're getting outdone by Fells, it's very scary. It's very scary.
Darren Fells, 2 touchdowns. I feel like Eric Ebron is headed to be the next Jared Cook.
Oh, I think it's a good comparison, Scott.
Yeah,
I do.
And I was never on Jared Cook. Unfortunately, I was on Ebron.
We talked about this guy earlier on in the show. Sammy Watkins, you went back to the well.
Yeah, but I didn't go crazy like I did last year. I wasn't pulling him up the board. And then when he got traded, he was dropping to a good spot. I got Watkins on 2 team. I bought him in an auction when everything started going crazy in one of the auctions. I was like, okay, I can drop down and get Watkins. And I got him in the 6th round of a draft, so not too bad. He's been terrible too. I don't know.
He had as many catches as Don Burns did this week.
Don Burns, of course, our producer here in the morning.
I don't. He's complaining on Twitter. So you say, okay, well, you got the squeaky wheel thing, right? But like the matchups the next couple of weeks are terrible. The Watkins thing, I don't think it turns.
He has not shown.
I don't want to say I don't think it turns around. I don't think it.
He has not shown that. Like, some wide receivers relish a good matchup. I'm facing this corner or this secondary, and I want to produce. Sammy Watkins doesn't strike me as that kind of guy right now.
I prefer relish on a hot dog, but it's always darkest before the dawn, Scott.
Hey.
Matt, you buying? You willing to buy?
I want to buy at a discount.
I mean,
you know, if I get, look, he got cut in one of Scott's leagues.
Yeah, no.
So if I'm getting a nice discount, yeah, I'll buy.
Another name on the list, you mentioned him earlier on. You liked Cameron Brate. But you loved Hall of Famer O.J. Howard.
I do. I'm still riding with O.J. Howard. I think he's I think he's Hall of Fame talent. I haven't cut him anywhere yet.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't cut
Why?
Him. Don't get me wrong. I'm carrying three tight ends.
not to cut him.
You know what I'm saying?
If Scott's going to go to your paper, he'd yell at that,
just,
for sure.
It's just not there.
Four receptions in five games.
It's just not there this season, you know what I'm saying? It's just not there.
As Scott just mentioned, four receptions in five games. Why are you holding on to O.J. Howard?
Because if I cut him, people are going to be like, oh, fantasy executive cut O.J. Howard. I still like O.J. Howard.
But you could just say,
if I'm in a dynasty, if I'm a keeper... I'm riding with him. In two or three years, he's going to be a top three fantasy tight end.
I don't disagree with that, but in a yearly league, you need to spot.
I didn't have to spot.
Don't worry about how it looks. Just cut him and, you know, say, okay, what's wrong with the guy?
I didn't have to die on that hit, though. Yeah. With O.J. Howard.
But you can cut him now.
Yeah, I didn't have to die on
that hill.
It's
crazy. We sat here, and Scott was dying on the Cooper Kupp hill. You were dying on the O.J. Howard hill.
Yeah.
Who thought in 5 weeks Scott would still be alive?
Yeah.
You'd be the one that's struggling on the hill.
Yeah, nah. The Howard thing. Just love the talent.
They've swept the hill away. It's gone.
What do you think about O.J. Howard's quarterback, Jameis Winston? Now,
that's my guy.
That's your guy. And when I was putting this together, I was kind of taking a straw poll from the guys we work with here at Fantasy. And they all wanted to put Jameis Winston in this category of guys that you missed on, because Jameis was your boy. And, like, I see here every day with Corey, he's quite satisfied with what he's getting out of Jameis. Is it fair to say that you have been satisfied with Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston is quarterback 15 right now.
So then you're not. That's not good enough.
You were saying he was top 5 or 6 or something.
He's quarterback 15 with a bullet. He'll finish inside the top 12. I'm not Jameis.
You wanted better than the top 12.
He had a bye in week one.
I understand.
That threw him off. The bye in week. He's played four games. He's been a QB1 twice.
Take a break. There's three more guys on the list. We got some headlines as well on television. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.